Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. David Teal, our friend from the Richmond Times. He was in town. It was cool to see. I thought you were there for a hockey game, but it was cool to see you at PNC Arena. I'm glad we saw each other. What was your takeaway from that game, from the Wolfpack's, 16-point win over the Cavaliers?
Well, two-pronged, Adam. First of all, Happy New Year.
It was
good to see you on Saturday as well. Sorry I didn't stick around for the pucks. But first of all, NC State, as you mentioned, played superbly. And especially on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. Tony Bennett, who we know is a connoisseur of defense, singled out Jaden Taylor and said that he is one of the best on-the-ball defenders he has seen on tape all season, which is high praise coming from Virginia's coach.
Yep.
And they made things very difficult for Isaac McNeely on the perimeter. I know he finished with 18 points, but a lot of them came late, long after the issue had been decided. And the Pack didn't get flustered by Virginia's pack, the pack line defense. And they found good shots, knocked them down. DJ Burns was really good passing out of post trap. And just a complete performance.
David Teal is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. It seems like every year Kevin Keats has reshaping a roster, right? Now there are some holdovers, but for the most part, it's a entirely new team. I do think, though, that this team is closer to what his roots are. When he got to NC State from UNC Wilmington, it was there was a lot of this might sound like a negative. I don't mean it to be. There was a lot of sameness. A lot of players that looked alike. A lot of players in the 6'4 to 6'7 range, athletic. They can't not only play good half-court defense, they should be able to play good full-court defense and maybe help their offense out a little bit.
Agreed. They've got some athleticism on the perimeter, but, Adam, they've got some size in the post now, and it's not just DJ Burr.
Right.
Middlebrooks gives them another post player, and Diarra. They can come at you in different ways on the interior, and I think that really helps them defensively as well. Although, granted, DJ Burns is not your defensive stalwart.
He's so entertaining. He is very nimble. He's a shot maker. He didn't have to score because NC State obviously got great performances from elsewhere, and I think State has enough shooting to be dangerous. Before I ask you about Virginia, does NC State look like an NCAA tournament team to you?
To the eye, yes. And I think eventually the metrics will be kind to them. The teams they lost to are doing quite well. That helps.
Yeah.
And but by the end of the year, they're in that mid range right now on the net, but the net's very fluid this time of year. If they perform well in conference, which I tend to believe they will, above 500, then I think they'll be in the bracket.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what happens on Wednesday against Carolina. Yeah, it should be an absolute blast. I think it's an 8 o'clock game at PNC Arena. And the thing about it is that State's defense and Carolina went to Clemson and won with defense, too. Might be the best defensive performance I have seen from a North Carolina team under Hubert Davis. I thought their defense was suffocating. And it's tough to out-tough Clemson because that's basically their calling card. But I appreciated what the Tar Heels did. What is going on? Because I was under the impression that Virginia was, obviously not a vintage Tony Bennett team, but with Beekman and Dunn, I really thought that this team had something. Is their problem simply everything away from John Paul Jones Arena?
Thus far, Adam, it is. You know, four losses, all by at least 16 points, and not that any of those got away late. I mean, they were lopsided for most of the second half, each of those four. And the one that was most jarring was at Notre Dame.
Right.
And you know, Notre Dame gave Duke and NC State tough runs. Notre Dame lost at home to the Citadel. Yeah. Notre Dame lost at home to Western Carolina. That's just a game you can't lose by 20-plus points, but yet that's what the Cavaliers did. And what Tony Bennett has described is an immaturity in which this team, when the shots aren't falling, they allow that to affect their willingness to defend.
Oof.
And as we all know, that is a non-starter with Coach Bennett.
Yeah,
willingness to defend is supposed to travel. That's supposed to be consistent. There will be nights when you shoot it poorly. That's just the nature of the beast. But defense needs to be consistent, and thus far it has not.
Yeah, that is a bad combination for the University of Virginia. David Teal from the Richmond Times is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Let me ask you about tonight. Do you think the folks in Tallahassee will be paying attention tonight?
to what they hope is their fellow Big Ten compatriots.
Ah, yes.
From Michigan and Washington playing for a national championship.
Oh, man. I feel terrible for those players. I don't really feel bad for the administrators because I view them as a bunch of blowhards. But I do feel that the players earned a spot in the playoff. And I felt anybody that assigned any importance to the Orange Bowl after that had an agenda, an absolute agenda. There's nothing you can draw from it. Those players should, frankly, I would have advised Florida State to bow out entirely from the game. They didn't owe anybody anything, did they?
Hey, didn't Carolina say no thanks to the NIT one year?
Last year?
Yeah. So the Orange Bowl was essentially FSU's NIT. Okay, you're not taking us for the playoff. Then what are we went 13-0. If that doesn't matter, why should this matter to us? And I wouldn't have blamed them at all. You know, coaches aren't going to go for that because they want those extra practices.
Sure.
They want those young people to get those reps.
The Pack Therapy Podcast is in session. Tim Donnelly here, host of The Drive and your guide for pack therapy. Every episode is your chance to score inside information on the pack. We set you up for Wolfpack games all season long, and we break down the ACC competition, what to watch for as we roll towards the tournament madness, plus special guests to keep your Wolfpack hope alive. Follow Pack Therapy wherever you discover your favorite podcasts or watch it on YouTube.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But you're right. Florida State absolutely did deserve to be in the playoff. Don't give me this stuff about Jordan Travis's injury and such. With a number three quarterback or a number two quarterback against Florida in the regular season finale, the Noles were more impressive than Alabama was against Auburn. Alabama needed an absolute gold-plated prayer
right.
to beat a meh Auburn team. And you somehow were, and I know they turned around and beat Georgia in the SEC title game, but the SEC wasn't the SEC nope. this year. And FSU still beat Louisville by two scores with a number three quarterback who wasn't even going to play in the CFP. And yet, yeah, it's absolute sacrilege to think that we could have a playoff without the mighty Southeastern Conference.
And that was the problem. They lobbied better. Isn't that part of it, that their lobbying effort was better than the ACC's, which was basically non-existent?
Adam, I'm not sure I'd buy that, Darren.
Okay.
Simply because, and maybe I'm naive, I cannot imagine that the folks on that committee are so insecure in their own opinions, in their own observations of the sport that they are charged to manage, that they are somehow influenced by what Greg Sankey says on game day or what any of us other media dopes are saying or writing. To me, it's irrelevant.
But the national narrative wasn't just about Sankey, I guess, but the national narrative was, I mean, how can you have a college football playoff in a four-team era that doesn't involve the SEC champion, especially as great, and I use air quotes there, as Alabama had been playing, when, frankly, and I talked about this all year, were they playing well? Yeah. But what you have done, like the resume that you put out there, should matter. And Florida State's resume was better because it had zero in the loss column, not to mention two wins over the SEC, right?
That's the big thing. FSU defended Jaden Daniels better than Alabama did.
But it doesn't matter because Jordan Travis, who was like 11th in the Heisman Trophy balloting or whatever, they morphed him into like the greatest quarterback we've ever seen, as though Florida State couldn't win a game, had no chance to compete without their quarterback. That's neither here nor there. Let me ask you one quick thing about Florida State and their pursuit of freedom. Florida State fans feel like they have the smoking gun that the ACC withheld information about the television contract and about the renewal, and they should be that the only penalty is the exit fee. What do we know about where this legal fight is headed?
I think we know precious little. Other than, and I don't even know this, but I think to me it's self-evident. And I don't think this is hyperbole. The future of the conference is on the line here.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a legal hill the ACC is willing to die on. And therefore, I think this will be protracted and perhaps unpleasant for both parties.
Yeah, the ACC cannot settle. They cannot negotiate a buyout for Florida State because that just opens the door.
Not unless that buyout involves hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, I would think that number would have to be pretty close to a B before you can agree to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, the Florida State's lawyers in their filing estimated, if held to the letter of the law with exit fees and the grant of rights, that they were looking at nearly $600 million.
Oh, I think that's a low ball.
It might be.
Yeah, it's a low ball based on where they expect to land. If they expected to land in the SEC or the Big Ten, then we're talking about whatever times 10, 80 million times 10 plus the exit fee. The number is closer to a billion than it is to a half a billion. But I just don't think the ACC can afford to settle. I think you're right. This has to be to the mat. And if they have the stomach to do that and they want to have a hostile member, then they have a hostile member. But that's, I think, where it's, unless, of course, and I said this to Florida State fans, unless y'all are right, in which case this will be pretty simple. It won't tie us up very long at all. ACC is wrong. The whole conference is going to dissolve because we're going to have rats exiting the ship.
Well, if the rats have places to go.
Oh, there's that, David.
sorry to be the fly in that ointment.
Right.
I'm still not convinced of it.
I'm with you. I think North Carolina, Virginia, Duke, Florida State, maybe Clemson, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I actually think the three most attractive options are the first three I mentioned.
Could be.
So,
I think the SEC and the Big Ten have plenty of work to do in assimilating to their incoming members now. That difficult for me to think that they are eager to accept even more.
I agree with you. At by David Teal on Twitter. Enjoy the game tonight. Who do you got tonight, Michigan or Washington?
I like the Huskies. I'm all on board with Michael Penix.
Me too. I'm with you. All right. Hopefully we're both right. I appreciate your time, sir. I'll talk to you, and I'll probably see you soon.
Hope so, Adam. Be well.
You got it. David Teal here on the Adam Gold Show.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.